United States, in North America, particularly in California, and specifically here in Grass Valley. I think it's my fourth visit to Grass Valley, and each time I arrive, I'm delighted anew by the welcome that I receive here, and the generosity of the people, generosity of the spirit, and the way that I've been received, and also others have been received on this occasion, been truly magnificent, really set the tone for what I'm sure is going to be a great gathering. Well, as you've heard, I'm here to talk about the Cornish in the Pacific region, or the Pacific Rim. The story of emigration from Cornwall, mainly but not exclusively in the 19th century, and of the settlement of Cornish people overseas around the world, is one that continues to fascinate, certainly continues to fascinate me. How's that? Can you hear it back? Yeah? There we are. I'll try not to wander too far from the speaker. The story of the Cornish overseas is one that continues to fascinate us all, otherwise we wouldn't be here this evening, of course. And it's a topic which, as you've heard in the introduction, I've been involved on and off with since I was working at the University of Adelaide in the mid-1970s, doing my doctoral thesis. I know many of you know the background of the Cornish emigration story, and I want this evening to obviously concentrate on the story specifically of the Pacific Rim. But it's useful perhaps just before I start to do that to remind ourselves of some of the facts, if you like, some of the indications of the scale of that emigration from Cornwall in the 19th century. The Great Emigration, as we like to call it, from Cornwall ran for about a century, really, from 1815, at the end of the Napoleonic Wars, up until 1914, the eve of the Great War, World War I. In that period, something like 250,000 people left Cornwall for destinations overseas. The principal destination was the United States of America, but there are other major destinations too, which you'll hear, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, South Africa, and so on and so forth. Probably about another 250,000 left to go to other parts of the British Isles, South Wales, where they mined for coal, to Ireland, where they mined for copper, and so on and so forth, Scotland and so on. So in all, something like 500,000 people left Cornwall in that century from 1815 to 1914. At no time did the population of Cornwall itself ever reach 500,000. So that gives you some sense of the scale of the movement from Cornwall. And there's a famous Cambridge historian, Dudley Baines, who has written extensively on statistics of emigration from Europe, and he says that Cornwall was one of the great emigration regions of Europe, alongside Southern Italy, alongside Ireland. But he also makes the point is that it was a sustained emigration that went on for a century, century and more. The second, I think, background point which is useful to make is the way in which the Cornish, particularly the miners, but not necessarily always the miners, wherever they turned up, they went out of their way to develop, to perpetuate their sense of, if you like, ethnic identity, to perpetuate that sense of self. The Cornish had a reputation at the time, as you should see in a minute, for being clannish in the places that they went to. But in many places, they did this as a device. They kept together because they wanted to convince the host society that they had arrived in, that not only were they good hard rock miners, but that they were the best, that they were unrivaled, and that therefore they should always be at the head of the queue when a new mine was opened. Myself and other writers on Cornish emigration have called this the myth of Cousin Jack. Myth not that it was necessarily untrue, but myth in the sense that this was a story that the Cornish told about themselves over and over again. That there was something about being Cornish that meant that you were innately equipped with all that it took to be a skilled hard rock miner. That was the myth of Cousin Jack. There was also a myth of Cousin Jenny, which said something like, well, the Cornish women were also uniquely equipped for all the rigors of the frontier